Hello, and welcome to
Watch It Like It's Home.
Welcome.
My name is Anna.
And I'm Grace.
I would like to introduce you all to Grace. And here's what I would like to say about Grace. Grace is an incredibly talented individual, extremely multifaceted individual. Let me just give you, I'm just going to go through a brief rundown. Okay. She's a master sculptor. Like Michelangelo. Was Michelangelo a sculptor?
I don't know that answer. I think he was a painter, but...
Okay. Well, she also can paint. She can paint on textiles. She can paint on canvases, probably. I've never seen it, but I bet she could, because she's great at painting on textiles. She can sing. She can dance. She can direct a full musical. And extremely hilarious. Oh, girl.
It's okay.
This is, again, the chaos is here. Welcome. Welcome. Anyway, so I am... I am extremely honored that I finally get to have a decent excuse to hang out with Grace every single week and watch the worst and best television that Bravo has to offer. You're up. What do you want to say about Anna?
She said so many nice things about me. But same goes for Anna. She also performs, sings, dance, acts. She's a really good dancer. She also teaches workout class that I have to say is very difficult, but it's fun. I left there sweating.
That's the point, right? That's the point.
Yeah.
Are you going to come on Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. No excuses.
Yeah.
If someone calls in sick, say
I'll tell them, sorry, I did that last week for you. I'm not doing it again.
No.
Yeah. I'll be there in the workout gear ready to sweat.
Sweat out, girl. Get those endorphins.
She's also a great mom, and she's probably the funniest person I know.
Really?
Yeah. I watch her Instagram stories. I don't watch many. There's like maybe four people I watch their Instagram stories like pretty religiously. And yours, like every night, it's like routine. Like, what did Anna post today? Watch it. And they always make me laugh.
You're so kind. While we're being totally candid, I wouldn't watch my own Instagram stories.
No, you're missing out because they are so funny.
No, I would. For the memes, I would.
You're just, no, but I don't even the memes. You're just like unapologetically you.
It's true.
Like, what is out there, and you're like, this is me.
Well, I can't wait for you to see this morning's stories about how I got Leo to school on time.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Oh, I know. That's the content people are looking for. Well, thank you. Oh my gosh. Ada, don't move that, please. Oh, yay, the iPad's charged.
Noah, say hi. No.
She doesn't talk on cue, only when she's not supposed to. Here you go, baby. Tickle, look. Come over here so you can charge it.
Baby, huh?
Okay. Everybody, that's us. I'm just so thrilled that I get to watch television and talk about it. Because, you know, especially after the last couple of episodes we've recorded, we're recording this after we've already recorded episodes, I'm just so grateful I have somebody to talk to about this. Because I would explode if I could not talk about the conversation we're about to have about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and Mrs. Doubtfire. I have a lot of thoughts.
Can't wait.
All right, let's get into her.
Yay!